Blog Talk Radio.
Chat and watch everybody talk because my throat hurts so bad and I don't want you praying for me, so stop it. I like being sick. I hardly ever
I wasn't
going to
pray for you anyway.
Good. I don't want a bunch of prayers from RCC, a bunch of demonic
people. I'm going to pray away other people's prayers for you. Like, dear Lord, please ignore that prayer. Please ignore that prayer.
Oh, you guys. Yeah, thanks, Luco. I was so excited because I read an article about there's yellow fever in San Francisco, which is like an hour from me. And so I'm so excited. I'm like, maybe that's what I have. Maybe I have yellow fever and I'm going to die like within 24 hours. That'll be so awesome.
Lucky.
So, yeah. I know.
You should totally like sneeze on a tissue, mail it to me, and so I can like inhale it and like lick it and stuff and get it to me too.
Shut up, I will. I'll airmail it to Morgan today.
Yeah,
oh,
I want in
goodness.
On this, dude. I want in on this.
Okay, Luca was so rude to me today. He, like, called me, and I'm, like, really sick, and it hurts to talk, okay? I'm not going to talk much longer here, but he was like, he goes, well, I'm so sorry you're sick, and I'm like, no. I kind of like being sick because I don't have to do anything. And then Luca goes, you don't do anything anyway.
That's true. She's like, I kind of like being sick. I could just, you know, relax, not do anything, you know, just chill. I don't have to worry about anything. I'm like, yeah, that's kind of already like that.
And
I've been like that for a while now.
It is true. How many days has it been? Almost like 150 days. But still, like, this is a whole new level.
Half a year.
Okay, hold on. I'm getting really lightheaded when I laugh like that. Don't make me laugh. Okay, here's the thing.
Applesauce, Judy. Don't laugh.
Okay, the thing is like, okay, yeah, I don't do anything. Okay, you got me, Luco. But when I'm sick right now, like, I extra don't do anything. Like, I extra don't. Like, I don't know. It's just
how
extra
you
fun.
Extra don't do it.
Well, like, okay.
Now I don't breathe. Like, now I don't even stand up. That's extra
really
don't do anything.
You know what,
I'm
Luco?
Just
I'm tired of getting rapture. You're a rapture bully. That's all you are. You don't, like, you just bully. You're just a bully. Like, you know what, Luco? Go
what?
Longboarding. Leave the show right now. Go longboarding right now. Wait, hold on.
Okay,
we
fine.
We had a deep conversation today. No, don't go. Let's talk about what God told you. Okay, we got in a serious, like, conversation today. Like, I was not feeling well, but, like, I couldn't help but, like, keep talking because we got, like, a major retard revelation, didn't we?
Yeah, we did, really, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We even have a song. We even have a song that literally fits this revelation perfectly.
Yeah.
Like, it was, like, beyond perfect.
Yeah.
Like, God literally, like, popped the song in my head the same time he gave me, like, the revelation, like, almost in a way that he used that song as, like, a bonus to the revelation, you know?
And I'm a witness to it because I was on the phone when it all happened, and I'm, like, my whole body was feeling the anointing of the Holy Spirit when we were having this conversation before the radio show, like, an hour ago, and I have to say this is, like, really cool. So we're going to share it with you guys, and then we're going to let everybody on the line, and Keith is the pretend self-appointed CEO of RCC. And by the way, if anybody else wants to give themselves a self-appointed title at this church, you know, go for it. I mean, Jesus Christ is our pastor, and he's pretty chillaxed, I noticed. Like, I was late for service yesterday, and he laughed. He's like, oh, it's okay. It's just like real church. You know, people show up late.
Hey, Judy, I just got a cool idea. To prove
what?
How spot on this song is, we should just totally play the song, and the song says it in itself, like, perfectly. So,
oh, so we don't even have to
basically
give the revelation?
Yeah, we don't even have to say
what
it is because the song says it for us. Yeah,
you're right. Okay, you guys, Luco and
yeah.
I are gonna play a song, and this was the revelation we got. We already, like, it's just that God confirmed what he's doing in this hour, okay? And you guys are going to love this song and just really let God minister to you. And then if you can figure out what the revelation is, then you can tell us in the chat room or on the phone. But before we begin to share our very deep revelation, and this isn't a joke, like, we joke around a lot, but this is true. Okay, I want to welcome Deborah in the chat room. We're so glad you're here, Deborah. We love you. And Gemma, ukulele Gemma, love you. Reto, get the retard sticker. Go ahead and give them that. Luco, he's bilocating today.
On behalf.
Wait, who is it? Who's getting it?
Joe.
Oh.
On behalf of RCC and Judy Smith, the Rapture Kitty, I present to you the Rapture Retard sticker. Place it on your forehead, right hand, or butt cheek.
And also, you know, I want to encourage everybody to try to bilocate. You know, that's a supernatural thing right now. You can be in the chat room and on the phone talking live. It's just an amazing experience. And Jesus Christ, the pastor, wants you to bilocate because he wants to hear your voice. He's just tired of the same old, you know, brides all talking with their dress all shiny and pretty, trying to act like they're so great, you know, trying to read your mail, like Keith telling everybody he knows all up in their mail, huh? Don't you think Keith
yeah,
trying to make everyone think he knows?
He's all over your energy, people. He really is.
Oh, Keith will, like, totally get up in your energy and falsely accuse you.
I know.
Like, on the
I know.
Air.
It's like, boy, get out of my energy, fool. Get out of my energy.
Okay.
Get
yeah,
your own
we didn't
energy.
Have a morning show. We didn't have a morning show, M. Bell. Go listen to the video. I'm not going to take time to talk to M. Bell, who shows up once in a while and tries to woo us with his funniness. No, Bell, if you're going to be a regular character here, we'll give you some attention. But, you know, you can't be missing service after service. Right, Luca? You can't just pop in when you want. What do you think?
I don't know. I'm still kind of, like, concerned about Belle thinking it's, like, you know, in you know, like, May or something like that. Or did he? I thought he changed the date. I thought I saw him put some dates, but I don't remember the dates.
Belle said RCC is like a reality show where people get voted off every week.
Yeah.
They do. I just haven't told you guys all the people that have left last week.
You can get immunity, too, like on Survivor. Like if you, like, pass, like, some, like, activity.
Oh, my God. Okay, well, okay, Belle, the only thing about Belle is, like, Belle comes into RCC in the chat room and acts like he, even though he only shows up, like, twice a week. So, I don't know. Whatever, Belle. You know what? I love you, and that's why I hate you, because I really wish you would call in more often and quit torturing us, doing your belly dancing in the chat room and being, you know, because we know you have revelations, Belle. You have a theological degree. I think you have more than one. And so we need your brains because, you know, glorified retarded brains are, like, amazing. All right? Okay, that's all I have to say. James91, we're so glad you're in the chat room. Chris Slaughter, I'm so glad you're here with us. I love you, Chris, and all your kids. I love Luco. Luco, give yourself a sticker.
I already have, like, my butt cheeks are, like, covered. It's too late. I can't fit any more stickers on.
Okay. And Belle, thank you for being here. You're such a treat, Belle. We're so lucky.
I just want to go ring your little bell.
I know. We want to ring your bell.
You can ring my bell.
Ring, ring, ring.
Ring my bell. My bell. Ring, ring, ring.
That hurt my throat.
Judy's shoes squeaking.
I just want you guys to know that I wanted to call in today. And just let you know that, it's a sign. And,
you have to wait for the rainbow moon. You guys heard about the rainbow moon? Alice in Wonderland over here. There's a rainbow moon? Get out. Really? There's a rainbow moon?
I think the purple moon's my favorite, though.
Personally, I like the NyQuil moon. Okay.
It's the NyQuil moon.
I want to welcome Nick Hari to the chat room. Belle's rebuking us. Guess what, Belle? You know what? You have no power because you're not going to call in anyway. And if you do, I'm going to mute you. Rebuke you. I rebuke you, Belle.
You don't have the password, so huh? You're in the wrong neighborhood, fool.
And Belle, you hurt my feelings all the time. You know what?
I can't do it. My throat hurts, damn it. Anyway, Alana, welcome, honey. I love you. She's let's see, did she get a retard sticker? Nope, she's not calling in anymore. I don't know what's going on with her. Shoot, I need to read her email. I will sometime before the show's over. Raina, welcome. Love you, Raina, in Canada. Michelle, thank you. Michelle texted me a picture of the blood moon from the sky that she saw with her own eyes. I love getting people's personal pictures. So if anybody else wants Michelle to text her picture, you guys should bug her in the chat room. And thank you for mailing that or emailing or texting that to me, Michelle, because it was cloudy in California, so I didn't get to see the moon. I was so pissed.
I know.
I was so mad.
Hey. It was like sunny all day long here yesterday. And right when the blood moon comes, it just gets cloudy. It was so sad.
It was really upsetting because, like, I kept going outside, and then it would clear up, and I'd see a little bit of moon, and then the clouds would just, boom, cover it. And then by the time it was red, and I was, like, watching the red moon in the live feed, they weren't making it red. They were just making it a shadow. And I you know what? I chundered. I chundered my qualified student when that happened.
Too bad it's just a hologram, though. It's just a hologram. Too bad.
It's a hologram. Okay, Rojo. I want to welcome Rojo to the chat room. You know what? Shut up, Belle. I'm on NyQuil, okay? You don't like it? Then you don't judge me. You don't have the same cold that I have, Belle. Don't judge me. And besides, most people in this church, they're on lots of stuff. I'm not going to say. I know a lot of stuff behind the scenes here at RCC. Okay. Hello?
Hello there.
Lucio, I didn't tell about you. Don't worry. I'm not going to tell
about
you.
What about me?
Okay. So there's, like, so many people on the line that I can't wait to unmute. Like, 317. I don't even know who that is. There's a new caller. 317. There's 802.
Yes,
there's
17. I have beeping in my ear. People are telling me they want unmuted.
I know. Dude, this is so cool. Luca, we should do this more often, just talk a bunch of garbage the whole time, because that's forcing people to call in to shut us up. Because, look,
I know.
There's, like,
oh,
my God. I see, like, three new numbers. Oh, my gosh. Okay, this is great. I'm not going to unmute them yet because we're going to play our Revelation song. Okay, you guys. So here's the deal. You know what, though? I think I will unmute Joe Greno because he's, like, so cool.
Yes,
let me just unmute
Joe.
Wait, Joe, what area code is he using? 802? Is he using 802 right now?
Yeah, that's
okay.
It. Unmute Nick, too. That'd be cool.
Let's unmute Joe. Hi, Joe Greno.
Hello.
Did you like the song we played for you earlier today?
Oh, I loved it. I was dancing around, feeling that one for sure.
Joe, that song cracked me up, man. It really did.
Oh, my goodness.
Hey, Joe, you know what he titled the song when he sent it to me? He said Joe's Hillbilly Song.
Nice.
Okay.
I didn't know what else to call it.
That works.
Well, I loved it, Joe. Personally, I like hillbillies. I like trailer park people. I like, you know,
those
anybody
trailer
really.
Trailer park
I like
people are
whole...
so entertaining.
Okay.
You know
what?
You've
never been born out of a trailer park.
If Jesus was here, he would have been born in a trailer park. You know it. You know it, right, Joe?
For sure.
I think you would have been like.
That's why there's always tornadoes.
So apparently a manger is a really dirty place, right? So I think he'd be born in, like, yeah, trailer park. No, like, underneath one of them, you know, where all the animals are and raccoons.
Don't talk about my boo like that.
No,
okay,
he was born with
about...
the animals. I'm just being realistic. I'm sorry. Okay.
Okay. Well, Alana, I won't let him talk about your bae. Okay, girl? All right. We're going to play a song, you guys. Don't leave. Just because I play songs, it doesn't mean you can go to the bathroom or go get food or anything. We're worshiping as a church. And you know what? I think that Keith knows that you will end up in the lake of fire if you do anything but worship during worship. What do you guys think?
Oh, dude, he condemns me like every day. He's like, you're on your way to hell because you didn't put that stupid song up. That's what he does every time.
Okay. I'm going to play the song now. I know everyone's on the edge of their seat dying to hear the revelation that Luca and I got on the phone today. It was really amazing. The Holy Spirit fell really strong, and I'm trying to find it. And sing it to the Lord. Let's just worship the Lord together, and then we'll get this party started. I'm going to mute myself for the rest of the show. And Keith, I'll tell everyone, Keith, who's on the line, and maybe Keith can, like, keep it going, and I'll just sit and chat because my throat hurts. And what a blessing to RCC that my throat hurts, because basically I can shut up now, and I know that that'll be a great blessing to everybody. Right,
about
Joe?
Time. I'm just kidding.
Dude. Okay, here it goes. Okay, ready? Worship the Lord, people. Worship the Lord.
I want you to want me.
Okay. Luco?
Yeah?
Oh, I just want to make sure I unmuted myself. Sometimes I'm sitting here talking forever, and I was on mute, so that's so funny. But I just want everybody to know, sometimes when we start the show, me and Luco will just be talking for a little bit. Not all the time, but I just, you know, once in a while. So, but just so you guys know, everybody gets unmuted during this show. Everybody does. And the only reason why I might mute someone is if I'm messing with Keith and just, you know, having fun. But just so everybody knows that. And if you're not unmuted right now, it's because we haven't unmuted everybody. So I just want everyone to know that. And then if sometimes I have to mute people because there's background noise. And so I ask you kindly, if you're going to be having background noise, if you could mute your own phone. Otherwise, I go through the call center here and I figure out who it is. And then I don't want you taking it personally, thinking that I muted you for personal reasons. It's just that we can't hear lots of noises in the background. So I just wanted to say that. This is Jesus Christ is the pastor. There's no control freaks here. We're welcome to share and agree and disagree, but just to do it all in love. See, we love one another. And I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to ask Keith now. And Joe's unmuted. Hey, Keith, what's up, lover?
Hey, how's it going? Finally, I get to get out of my cage. You had me all muted out.
I did, and you're going to take over the show from here. And I'll, when I let people on, I'll tell you who's on, and I'm going to listen. But, hey, Keith, I found out something. You know how you wanted to know who your heavenly spouse was? I found out who it was.
Yeah, you did. Who is it?
Okay. Blah. Are you ready for this? Okay. If Kitty Licker is a girl, Kitty Licker is your spouse. If Kitty Licker is a boy, I'm marrying Kitty Licker. Okay?
We don't even know what she is, but...
I just want Keith to know that. Like, he gets her if it's a girl. If it's a guy, I get Kitty Licker. Is that a deal?
Okay, well, maybe. I have to think about it because Donkey and I have to talk about that one. We've got a lot of inside talk.
Okay, behind the scenes.
Sure.
Anyway, Kitty Licker, if you're out there, Kitty Licker, we want you to join us.
We love
you're not
you.
In the chat room right now.
We love you.
Okay,
Kitty Licker.
So, Keith, do you have a pen and paper so you can write all these people's names down? Okay, let's let on 317. I don't even know who that is. 317,
hello?
What's your name? Hi.
My name is Surabel.
Holy crap.
It's me.
Oh, my gosh. Guys, Surabel called. This makes me so happy. Okay, Keith, did you write her name down?
Hi.
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to let – okay, Surabel, we're going to come right back to you. Everyone, you're going to stay unmuted. Keith will make everybody talk at the right time. So hold on, Surabel. I have to let on everybody. Okay, 720. Hi. I know it's Nick.
Hello.
It's Nick. Huh?
Hello.
Hey, Nick. I knew it, Nick.
What are you guys doing?
This is like Motel 6. We're always going to leave the light on for you. Okay, Nick?
I know. Lucas helped me out
crack over
time
here, too.
Tonight. Just a shout-out to Lucas. He's the man.
I know. He is the man. Okay, 470. You're unmuted. Oh, that's Christine Pina. Oh, my God. Write that down.
Yes,
Christine.
He told her to come on today. Yes.
Hey, and you know what? Christine has 3 kids that are under the age of 5, so she always gets to talk first because we never know when we're going to lose her, and she has an amazing thing to tell.
Yep.
She sent me, like, 5 inboxes today. God's moving really strong.
Well, she sent me 6 inboxes today, Judy, so she sent me 6.
Make her share.
5. Yeah, I'm sure.
You know what?
I got it on her.
She already told me she hates you. You creep her out. Okay. Leah is on the line. Hi, Leah.
Leah.
And
love you, Leah.
It's Stacy. Stacy's on the line. Hi, Stacy.
Yeah, Stacy and I were
chatting
earlier. Yeah.
Hi. I'll mute myself. You don't even have to mute me.
Okay, no. I'm going to leave now. I love you guys, and I'm going to be in the
love
chat
you,
room.
Love you,
Judy. Bye.
Okay,
love you guys.
Hey,
hi,
Keith.
I'm
Judy.
Randomly bust out songs.
Judy said that it was not important. I'm the CEO and have all the power. I'm super
important.
You're important.
Yeah. Donkey said it too. Donkey was voting to talk to me and tell
Keith
me I have all the power.
Keith is one of those nosy old people in the church that has to get inside all your information.
No, she's awesome. We get along and we vote together in the board.
I said Keith.
I win everything.
I'm talking about you, Keith.
Donkey told me how wonderful I was and have all the power, and I agree with her. We're awesome, really awesome. So, Luca, what's going on with you, brother?
Just hanging out on the radio, brother.
Yeah, Judy said she didn't live in a trailer park, but Donkey told me that she does live in a trailer park. So, That was verified.
Okay. What are you talking about, dude? Donkey? What?
Yeah. You know
donkey.
Who Donkey is? The video. You don't watch the videos on Donkey?
Dude, I'm...
She's got
don't understand, dude.
And she's got that the headpiece on, the outfit on. Donkey.
Yeah, I know that, but okay. So Donkey is Judy then, right? Okay.
Who do we have
no,
on the line?
Not Judy, Luco. Donkey is not Judy. They're separate. They're separate people. They're totally separate.
Well, that's kind of rude. I wasn't going to unmute myself, but this is insolent. I'm a jackass, and you don't be talking about Donkey.
Judy, go back to sleep.
Go back to sleep. Judy's
this is
on
my battle.
She's drunk again.
This is
she's
my battle,
again.
Judy.
She's on the NyQuil. She could see the moon, but she was so hammered she couldn't see it. She passed out. She's on the NyQuil. So Christine, honey, you on the line?
Hi, guy, everybody.
Hey,
hi.
I thought you and I were friends, Christine. You're sending Judy more emails than me. So you and
oh
I were.
Oh my gosh.
Like
he's really
friends.
Clinging, everybody. He's really needy. So
yeah,
you get to send
I send him. I send him to a lot of people. I send him to Dustin too. I'm being honest.
That hurt. That really hurt. That hurt
no, not all of them, but like if I get like something like
no,
I got this
no,
thing.
No, don't send it only to me. That's it. No one else.
Okay, you'll be the go-between guy. You can then go ahead and tell everybody.
Christine, you got some awesome. Your kids are gifted. My gosh, Christine, they got. We know you're gifted, but gosh, your kids have got amazing little gifts. They're already sharing with you and stuff. So. You have some cool stuff to share with us on prophecies and, like, whatever. What's going on? Tell us what's going on with the kids.
Last night, I had to get off the show early because we were eating at 8 o'clock on East Coast time, and we had communion for Passover and everything like that, and then we had dinner, and, like, my little boy, like, I have a little boy and a little girl. They're both 4 today on Passover, and... So he was talking about wanting, like, rocket-powered scooter and, like, a flying train and, like, all the stuff. And so my husband and I were like, oh, okay, well, that stuff's going to have to wait till heaven. You're going to have to ask Jesus if you can have that stuff in heaven. And he was like, okay. And he just said, literally, like, they're so, like, I mean, just innocent in that way. He just turns, he's like, praise. And he's like, closes his eyes, like, Jesus. Can I have, you know, when I get to heaven? And it was so cute. It was like he waited, and then he said yes. And then my husband and I were like, oh, that's cool, okay. So then his twin sister did, and then we were like, well, do you know when we're going to heaven? Do you want to ask Jesus when we're going to heaven? And then he said, Jesus, well, when are we going to be in heaven? And then we were like, Aaron and I were like, okay, now wait and just listen. And then he goes, tomorrow. And so it was so cool.
Wow.
So then my 5-year-old, so his twin sister did the same thing because, of course, they do the same exact things. And then my daughter, she's 5 and a half, and she's like, well, I want to pray too. And I was like, okay. And so she was like praying to Jesus, and then she was like, well, Jesus, when are we going to go to heaven? And then she was super quiet, and then she looks at me and my husband, and she said, with this big smile on her face, next week. And we were like, oh, okay. You know, so we were like, okay,
wow.
sometime between tomorrow and next week, that works, you know. So we were all like, ah. And what was super cool is that after dinner, she's always had a very unique relationship with the Lord. Her name is, I was telling Keith today, her name is Presley Gabriella, which means priestly messenger. And she's always, like, loves watching Jesus movies, like, just always, like, is like, that's my Jesus. So
oh.
After dinner, she's like, let's sing How Great Is Our God. No. Let's sing This Is the Day That the Lord Has Made. And so she was going around skipping, and we were all singing that. And I was like, wow, this is cool, because, like, I mean... It was just awesome. And then, so this morning, she got up and she asked my husband, she was like, I don't know how to draw a harp. Can you draw a harp on this paper? And so he drew a harp, and she was like, well, that's not really what it looks like, but okay. And then, you know, so she had a specific, obviously, thought of what, you know, the harp looked like. And then later she brought the paper over, and she showed me this arched door. It was two doors, and they were arched, and they had crosses on them. And honestly, I was not in this frame of mind because I was praying. I was praying this morning. I was just like, oh, Lord, I was like, I want to hear from you. I know it's Passover. I know I want you to come, but I just want to hear from you. And I heard the word hearken, and I was like, okay. So I got up, looked on dictionary.com. Dictionary.com says that hearken says pay attention, like listen. Listen, you know, and so I was like, okay, so that's cool. So then I got back into prayer, and I was like, okay, so hearken about, like, what? Like, what are you going to tell me? You know, you're saying listen, and I'm so, like, thinking he has something else to say, like, that I'm going to have an impression on my heart or something like that. But right at that moment, she comes in with this paper with this drawing of these doors, and I said, oh, I was like, is that to a castle or something? And she, like, nods her head back and forth, like, no. And I said, well, what are those archway doors to? And she said, they're the doors to heaven. And oh. I said, okay. And right after I prayed and I heard hearken, and I was like, okay. So then I was like, wow. And then I said, oh, well, did you mean to draw them by the harp? And she goes, yeah, they go together. And I was like, oh, okay. So she must think there's harp music, or, you know, God showed her there's harp music as, like, we're entering heaven. I don't know, special music or whatever. And then after that, we were kind of laughing. She drew another picture. Keith actually didn't tell anybody about this because it was, like, too long to write, but she drew another picture with those same doors on it with crosses, and she drew my husband. My husband has, like, a goatee. He's, like, bald with a goatee as it is, but she drew, like, this longer beard. She drew the same exact doors, and she drew this longer beard, and she drew a shepherd's staff in his hand, and she drew arrows from daddy to the gates. So I said, what is this, honey? And she goes, that's daddy entering the doors of heaven.
Aww.
And so I was like, okay. So I was like, you know, again, we're like in these fleshly vessels, right? So I was like, either the rapture's going to come, or, like, God forbid, blood of Jesus, like, something's going to happen to my husband, you know what I mean? But I was like, no. I was like, I know she's talking about us being taken up. And then so a couple hours after that, this is, like, what's really, really cool, is my girlfriend calls me because she's like, wants to make sure we're not gone yet, because it was April 15th, and she's like, are you guys still there? And, you know, and we were like, yeah, we're here. Well, her little girl is only a couple years older, or a few years older. I think she's, like, 8. She had a dream last night. She's like, well, let me tell you what Karina had a dream about last night. And I was like, okay. And she goes, she told me, she goes, I'll be honest with you, I didn't get all the details because I was rushing her out to school and everything. And I was like, okay. I told her about what happened with Presley this morning. And then she's like, okay, well, that's so weird because this is what happened with my daughter. My daughter's like, mom. She told her this morning that she had a dream last night that her and a bunch of other people were going door to door to get all the good people. And she's little, so she doesn't know the words, like, righteous or saved, you know what I'm saying? And she just said, Mom, I was with a bunch of people, and we were going door to door to pick up all the good people. And she had that dream last night. So anyway, these are two little girls, you know, within a few years age difference, like I said, that, like, God was really speaking through today, and it was worth sharing. So thanks for listening.
Wow. Patty, you there?
Oh, yes, honey. Hi, guys. Love you.
What do you think that? Isn't that amazing?
Fantastic. Oh, my dogs are barking. They're crazy.
That's wonderful.
What about,
thank you,
I'm ready
Christy.
To go.
Oh,
Nick,
yeah, we're ready to go.
Oh,
man. Yeah, that was a beautiful, thank
know,
you, Christine. That was gorgeous. Out of the
awesome.
Mouths of babes. Out of the mouths of babes. Out of the mouths of babes. Oh, boy. Oh,
back.
Boy.
You know, Keith, yes. I just want to remind you before you move on to somebody else, my husband's here, too. Say hi.
Hey, guys.
Hi, Aaron.
Hey,
how are you doing?
Hi, Aaron.
Hi, love you.
We're going to do telephone on Aaron today.
Cool.
Are you ready for that?
That's a good idea.
Let's
sure.
do it now.
Okay.
Aaron, you ready?
Who all
sure.
is on the line?
So we've got Sarah Bell on 317. We have Nick who's going to do it, and Christine and Leah and Stacy and
here.
Me and Luco. We're all going to do it. Telephone and Aaron. Okay, so
okay.
basically with telephone, basically we just get, we get, we say what we got from the Lord about Aaron, and he can ask a question if he wants or whatever, but he doesn't, he's not required to. But anything you get about Aaron, a message from the Lord, feel free to pipe in and say something. And everyone's going to be called, so you better get something.
I already
so Aaron,
do.
Aaron, real quick, so would you have anything that you want us to ask about, or just a general thing?
Gosh. I'm in the middle of a big project right now that's coming up on Friday, and I want to know that I'm doing the right thing with the project, and it's part of what God wants me to do for sure. I want my headache to go away.
Oh.
We cast that out in Jesus' name. We agree that will go away. Drink some more water, Aaron. Headaches come from being
yeah,
dehydrated.
Yeah, drink water.
Okay, you're
dehydrated. Go ahead.
Yeah. I have something for Aaron. I was trying to write
go
it
ahead.
In the chat. Aaron, I have called you as a leader. Walk in your calling. There is much more to be done. Work will continue, Aaron. I have called you to teach, and you will teach many. Many will come to you, and you will lead many more evil on the other side. I come quickly, Aaron.
Wow. That was good. Oh, wow. Wow. Okay, Sarabella, 317. Do you have something to say from God for Aaron?
All right. Just one moment. He said he's proud of you. He said, I see what you're doing, and I am guiding you. He said, be at peace and know that you will succeed. That's what I got.
Yeah, Aaron.
You know what succeeds?
That was good. What'd you say, Aaron?
She said something about something would succeed. What was that?
He said, be at peace and know that you will succeed. He said, I'm guiding you, I'm proud of you, and he sees what you're doing.
Okay. Wow.
And I'm also hearing, Aaron, don't be anxious. God is just saying that just trust him and just walk it, because you're walking in his footsteps. That's what he's telling me, that your walks and or your walk is being ordered by him. So just don't look to the left nor to the right. Just keep going. Just keep walking in his footprint. That's what I'm seeing.
That was good.
Yeah, I have something for Aaron.
That was good. Anyone else have Leah, you have something for Aaron?
I'm not ready.
I do. Keith?
Leah?
I'm not ready.
Okay.
Keith?
Oh, yeah, go ahead.
It's Pat. Yeah, Aaron, faithful lover of my heart, know I have great plans for you. You are faithful, and I love you. You are mine. No doubts, full trust, and full steam ahead. My faithful son, I love you.
Wow. Very cool. That was good. I got a message from Aaron. Basically, when God shows me your energy, he shows me that you're really solid for him, that you're just in your heart, like you love him so much, and he sees you as just extremely, like a very loyal servant, you know, you're very loyal and very solid for him, and he basically shows me that, he shows me that you're, just a second. Yeah. And basically he shows me that you're like a, you know, it's very important to you that you please God and that you always do what he wants you to do and that your humbleness, he always sees that. And he says he will definitely be blessing you. As far as the work project, I get, he says to be a little bit cautious, but that things are going to go good. You might have a few little issues. I can see a few little things, but he says it'll work out. He says just trust him. Main thing with you that he's stressing is that he wants you to just keep trusting him and asking him for help. He said he'll assist you each step of the way, but make sure you're asking him and confiding in him
you know, he wants to hear basically what your problems are. He wants to hear that you're, you know, what's going on, you know. But he really shows me, though, how you're, like, it's almost like a worker to him. You're always there. You're very loyal. He keeps saying loyalty and loyalty. He says he's going to bless you for it. You know, you're just really solid in the kingdom, and he just absolutely loves that about you, and is very, very proud of you. So keep up the good work.
Also, Aaron, it's Stacy again. He's saying it's not by might, not by power, but it's by his spirit.
Stacy, I got to tell you, everything you're saying, I'm like, wow. Sorry. I know I'm not supposed to talk during Aaron's telephone,
no,
but
it's good.
Wow.
It's good.
Well, he's your husband.
Nick, are you there?
Yes, totally.
You want to say something that you're getting?
I don't know. I just think that that's super amazing, and I think it just makes me really think, and I've thought before that there's a lot more to children than we think, and there's something about their innocence, and for the most part, they're just pure kindness until they learn otherwise from other people, from other things in life, and I just think that we all should look towards children a little bit more and watch their subtleties and their behavior, because I believe that they're, you know, one of God's vessels to teaching us things for sure.
Wow.
Hey, Keith,
good.
Judy.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was really good. When you're done playing telephone with Aaron here, can we play it with Kitty Lickers in the chat room? And I think we should do that. But whenever. Okay, I'm getting off. Bye.
Okay, sure. Anybody else have any? I think we got everybody. Christine, what do you get about Aaron?
Oh, me?
Yeah.
Oh. No, I'm like, oh. Everything that you guys are saying are spot on. He is rock solid. When we dated, I was just very, you know, trying to push men away or whatever because I just didn't really like them very much at the time. And he just said that he kept hearing from the Lord, stay, stay. And he's resilient with the Lord's strength. He's steadfast.
Yep.
He's that steady guy, and
yep.
he's likable. Everybody, you know, honey. Oh,
it's
you
true.
Are.
That word steady is so right on. It's so right on. Go keep going.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm trying to comfort my husband at the same time. He's really touched by everybody's words right now.
That's great. We're here for everybody.
We love Aaron. We love you, Aaron.
Yes.
And we're going to all agree that he's healed and that his headache will go away.
Yes.
And that he'll feel better and he's going to drink lots of water. Christine, pour a big glass of water and make him drink it. Pour it over his head or whatever you got to do. Get him drinking the water so he'll feel better. But we just
yeah, that's true.
Yeah. And he's wonderful, Aaron, to say that from the Lord about you. We're just really happy that you're that you're listening to RCT. We love you. Aaron's an awesome guy.
Yep.
Brother
Amen.
In Christ. Yeah. Judy wanted us to do telephone and Kitty Liquor, but I think we might do that in a little bit. Right now we got more important things to do than that. So we'll do it in a little bit.
We love you, Kitty.
Joe, are you on the line still?
Yep.
Brother Joe, you got anything to share with us from your wisdom of your well of wisdom?
Well, we're giving words right now, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Now I was thinking. I was like, oh yeah, don't call me because I was actually giving a word to someone else in private chat, so I can't multitask that much. But just what I know, you know, of Chris, every time he calls and I love hearing from him, and I get the impression, I mean, you know, he does so many works for the Lord that, you know, just the fact how much he cares and how much he takes care of those around him is a huge thing that shouldn't be overlooked. You know, it's a beautiful thing. He's a beautiful brother, and we're fortunate to have him as part of our family.
Amen.
Amen.
So let's do a prayer right now for, and then Judy can play a song. Let's do a prayer for, you know, there's a lot of illness in the bride right now. I've been talking to some people today on Facebook and stuff, and there's a lot of stuff going on. So let's say a prayer for anyone in the bride dealing with illness, and that, you know, Jesus is all about healing. 70% of Jesus' ministry was about healing. So that's what we're going to bring Jesus' energy in. He represents healing energy, so if he's here, healing will occur. So let's just all, like, praise him, and you can speak in tongues or whatever you want to do. So, Pat, you want to start us off in prayer? We'll go around.
Lord Jesus, we just praise you, bless you, and thank you for all the great kindness that we found in this family. What a special gift this is, dear God. It's like a little taste of heaven before we get there. And because we love you, that love we have for you reflects in all of us. So if anyone's sick or suffering in any way whatsoever from any kind of ailments or of mental or anything, dear Jesus, by your stripes we are healed. So we just claim that healing. We know you want to heal us. And yes, the greater part of your life was healing and lifting people up and encouraging them. And I mean, when you get healed, man, that's a great encouragement to go on. So we just lift up, you know, Aaron and just everybody in our beautiful family, and Judy and just Keith and whoever is out there. Jesus, you know who they are, my love. You know who they are. So we just lift them up, embrace them in your beautiful embrace, press them to your heart. Just let the merits of your precious blood and holy wounds and all the merits of your passion, death, and resurrection and ascension flow into these beautiful souls who only want to love you, Jesus. They only want to love you and bring you to others. They are so sincere. I'm happy for you, Jesus, as I'm happy for them, that you have this beautiful family that really, really, really loves you. Yes, we're not perfect. We're not this, we're not that. But, Jesus, we love you, and we'll always try to do things right and get it right with you just because we love you. So we're just offering everything up to your will, to your love, to the healing that you grant us, and claiming that healing, Jesus. We claim it in thy name, Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Oh, that was beautiful, Pat. Thank you so much. I'm going to say a prayer. Lord, we love you so much, and we just thank you, Lord. And just thank you so much today, Lord, for reminding me that, you know, that we're righteous in your eyes. You know, sometimes we have bad days and good days, but you just reminded me today that we're righteous in your eyes. And that's all you see, Lord. You see all the good things we do. You know, you see the blessings that we bless others. You see only the rewards that we're getting, and we just thank you so much for that. Sometimes we feel like we're just not perfect enough in your eyes, but you already see us as perfect. We're righteous in your eyes because of your blood. And we claim healing, Lord. Your word, your blood healed us. You died for our sins, our sickness, and our death, Lord. So we claim the sickness part, Lord. We claim that we have the mind and body of you, Jesus, in us. We are ambassadors, we're sonships, we're adopted, we're co-heirs of Christ, and we're heirs of God. We're new creations. All these things, Lord, that we are, we can't be sick. It's not possible to have sickness if we are, you know, an ambassador of Christ, if we have the mind and body of Christ in us. So the enemy cannot be on us. And in Jesus' name, we cast out any spirits of infirmity or any spirits that are coming against Aaron or me or Pat's sister, anybody in the bride, Judy, little John, anybody that's having any illness in the bride right now. We come against them in those spirits in Jesus' name. We cast that out in Jesus' name. We send them to the feet of Jesus until judgment day. And we release your blessing in heaven, Lord, all your healing energy to come down, completely restore every one of us. Fill us up, Holy Spirit. Fill us with more and more and more and more of your energy. Fill us up, and heal and regenerate us. And Joe and all these people that have any illnesses whatsoever, we ask, Holy Spirit, that you rise up in us and you heal us up, and we thank you for that. We love you, Lord. We claim your healing by your stripes. We are healed. We are servants of the Most High God. And as children of God, we cannot have illness on us. So the enemy who is illegally trying to do that must leave. And we claim our healing. And we thank you, Jesus, for it. You already paid for it. You gave us the receipt. Now we're cashing it in. And we thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. We love you, Lord, with all our hearts and souls. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
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 What the heck?
Right. We're playing Def Leppard.
That's Judy.
<12. laughs>
I love your laugh.
Judy, thank you for playing that. It's Christine. Apparently, that was the right song to play because my husband, like, sang along to the and knew every single word. I think he's cheering
Aww.
Up, y'all.
That's funny, Christine.
Oh, that's so cool. Christine.
Yes.
Okay. Did you say yes?
Yes.
Hey, you got Keith, real quick.
Yeah.
Hello. I just want to tell you that Tana just was added to the phone, so let me tell you who's here. Tana, Pat, Stacy, Leah, 470 is that again? Oh, that's Christine, silly me. And then seven, and then Nick, and 802, and then but Cerebell is hardly ever here, so make Cerebell talk.
Yeah, let's start
there. Okay, bye.
Yeah. There, Belle, you there?
Yep, still here.
Talk to us. Want to hear what's going on with you.
Yeah, well, what's been going on with me, I honestly, one of the reasons I haven't really called in is because I haven't felt I had anything to say, you know?
Aww.
I don't know, I just thought it would be a little awkward to be like, oh, hi, guys, I don't have anything, but
No, I really don't.
But just recently, the Lord just told me about the upcoming war, you know, and just, he's about to take us. But what he's been telling me to do is just rest. That, like, for me, it's been a continuous Sabbath. Like, that's
right.
Sort of how he calls it. So
yeah.
I've just been resting, and he says, expect me, expect me, expect me. So,
Good to hear.
I'm super excited. And you guys, I am really kind of bummed out I didn't get to see the blood moon. I wanted to see it in person. I didn't want to see pictures. I wanted to see it, like, in real life.
Welcome to the club.
No, it's sad, but, yeah, for me, it's been pretty quiet over here.
Well, thanks for sharing.
So, Sir Bell, you think he's coming soon for us then, huh, from what you're getting?
Hmm?
You think we're getting raptured soon from what you're getting?
Oh, definitely. Okay, I'm going to tell you guys something really crazy that happened, right? Okay, this was just odd, but it did happen to me. One day, I started to feel really guilty. I started to feel a lot of guilt. And this started to help me see how imminent the rapture is, how quick we are to leave, right? So I was feeling really guilty as if I did something really bad, and I felt horrible. And I said, Lord, did I sin? Like, did I do something that displeased you? And he said, no, you didn't do anything wicked in my eyes. But he said, I was feeling what people in the world are going to feel after the rapture. The people who heard his warnings but ignored them. Like, I was feeling what they were going to feel. And I was like, I wouldn't wish this on someone. You know, it was just terrible, and I just felt so awful. But he said, no, it's not you. You're feeling what is to come. So pretty much, like...
Makes sense.
Just the urgency. We're out of here. We're so out of here.
Yeah.
And also, today is like a mark. Today is like a mark. I don't know. I think Judy said something about we're supposed to be gone today, or maybe she got that today was another date. It's my understanding that from today and on, we're going to see really big changes. But probably not too many, because he's going to take us. So I'm thinking whatever the big things are that are coming, we're probably not going to see very many of them, because the bride is about to go home. So, yep, that's what I got.
Wow,
yeah,
thank you.
Yeah, exactly. That's great. Good job on that.
Yeah.
Good job
very,
on that.
Very, very exciting time.
I know. Definitely. I mean, Judy feels it. We all feel it. It's in the spirit realm, especially at the Red Blood Moon. My gosh, come on. It's like major stuff
that
going
was,
on, you know?
That was very
Oh, I also wanted to share something else. This is really weird, but...
It's okay.
I feel like demons, like, they're everywhere in the sky, and it's just really unsettling. Like, I see the UFOs, and I saw some article where someplace outside of, like, a spa or whatever, like, I didn't really understand that, but there was this black ring of fire just in the sky, and I was thinking that could possibly be, like, a portal that's visible from the spiritual realm and the physical, where demons are coming through, landing on the earth. It's like they're about to just have a field day after the rapture. So, wow, I didn't know what to think of that, but I thought it was kind of interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're supposed to be coming down, I think, from the spaceships or whatever, from a lot
of
prophecies talk about.
I'm so glad you said that, because like probably about a month ago, I had a vision of like space opened up or something. Like, the earth opened up so you could see space, and, like, this spaceship came in, and these aliens were just falling out of it onto the earth.
Yes, others have seen this.
Yeah. That was pretty crazy.
A black ring of smoke was sighted at Windsor Castle 2 days ago, lasted for 3 hours. People have pictures of it on YouTube with, you know, no explanation.
What's the place called?
What?
It's a video I saw, like, this morning at, like, 5 or 6 a.m., so it still should be up on YouTube. I'll find what it is. I'll put the link up in chat.
Okay.
Yeah.
No, but what did you say, Joe? It was a UFO?
It was near one of these castles. It was a giant black circle of smoke, but like perfectly formed, and it stayed
wow.
there, you know, for like 3 hours, I think they said.
Wow.
Oh.
But,
and
know,
they don't know what it is? Or?
It's like, you know, Illuminati people own it and so on and so forth. So some kind of satanic ritual is what the video is assuming. So.
Whoa. Whoa.
Wow.
Yeah, lines
yeah.
right up. Wanted to add that.
Wow. Yes, sir, Bella, you know, you can call in anytime you want to. You can always, even if you don't have anything to share, we want you to call in and, you know, just kind of pipe in when you want. And, I mean, you know, it's important that we like to, you know, we like the companionship of having other brothers and sisters in Christ around. So sometimes
well,
you get
even
sometimes
things
you,
like that. I didn't even think much of that video when I saw it. And then when I just heard you say that, I was like, wow.
Oh,
see?
Whoa.
There you go.
You know, so
sometimes,
like
wow. you don't get anything.
And
yeah.
We all get to put, you know, the puzzle together. We're all given, you know, small pieces of it. So this is.
Right.
What's up?
Wow.
Many times, Sir Bell, like just like Joe said, you don't have anything, you know, you didn't get anything. But then when someone starts talking, then the Holy Spirit starts telling you stuff, you know, and
yeah,
kind of together. So yeah, you definitely want to call in. You know, you don't want to just
mm-hmm.
like, oh, I don't have anything. You always got. There's always something to share. You know.
Yeah.
Anyone else have any prophecy, visions, or dreams? Leah or Stacy? Stacy, you got anything?
I just had something weird happen with my phone today.
Well,
this is just strange. You know how you clear out old numbers and stuff? Well, and it has the ones that missed calls. So I see one for April 9th, and then I see one for April 25th. And I'm saying, whoa, wait a minute. April 25th is not even here. It was April 25th, 2013. I had never cleared it out. I don't know why it was there, and I felt like an idiot. Like, how could you have April 25th in 2013? So I said, okay.
Wow.
So that was very strange. That really threw me. Like, I'm saying, no, it's only April 15th. It's
that
not
is,
25th.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know. So I'm just throwing it out there. That was weird.
Okay, basically, what I dreamt, it was like two nights ago, was that I was looking for my citizenship paper and my kid's birth certificate. And my son, who just recently moved back home like last year because him and his wife left. So he moved back home with their 18-month-old baby. We've been getting a lot of conflicts. And in the dream, it's like he's the one that, like, hid them or packed them away. And I'm, like, flipping out on him in my dream. I'm like, I can't get back without my paper. I need my papers. And I need to find my papers. And I did find my papers. I found out where he had them. And to me, the Lord was saying that whatever you go into with him in your house, just, like, let it go, forgive, and I do forgive, but just, like, let it go. Don't let it mess with you because you're going home. And my citizenship paper was, for me, was going to heaven. That's why I'm concerned. So, and that was like two nights ago I turned back.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. So finding your papers
was
kind of like, what do you think that represented? I think that was like, I mean, basically kind of, sounds like a rapture thing almost, like the bride's kind of trying to get everything in order to, you know, to get raptured out of here.
Right.
Yes. Basically, yeah. And somebody had a dream about, regarding myself, too, that I was at a train station and, like, something like Grand Central. And and I was waiting for the train, and I had, he said it was a letter in my hand, but I knew it was a ticket in my hand waiting for the train. So I think we're leaving. I know we're leaving. So this dream that I had, in the dream, we were all packed up, basically. Everything was, like, neatly packed away. But that paper was packed away, too. But I needed it, and I did find it.
That's kind
so
of like your
I'm
ticket.
Ready. I got my passport, and I got my ticket.
We're all ready, honey.
I love how you saw how everything was already, like, ready and packed and ready to go. Oh, that's so great. It's almost like the train was, like, I kind of get the vision that the train's already starting to, it was starting to move, you know what I mean? It was already like, okay, everything's all in, everybody's all here, let's go, you know?
Yep, that's what I think, yep.
Wow.
That's what
very
I know.
Cool. Yep. Great. Leah, did you get anything? Yeah.
Oh, yeah, Leah, I was just going to say, Leah, thank you so much. Your texts are coming in for Aaron. Big word, thank you. I just want to tell you I'm really, really appreciative of my family because it's not like Aaron to call in and do this. It really isn't because he's
wow.
just, you know, he's a little more quiet than me. But
okay.
I just want to thank you to everybody. And thank you, Leah. Yes, I'm getting the message come over. So that you guys have blessed us so much tonight. I just want to say thank you.
Aaron was blessed from that, Christine. You liked it?
Oh, he was crying at the end. That's why he couldn't say
thank you. Pass him some tissue. Pat, give him the tissue, please.
Oh, honey, that's great.
Aww.
See, you're just
so you're
going to find nothing but love here. You're going to find nothing
sweet,
but sincere Jesus love here. That's what you're going to find. It's going to uplift and encourage and carry
awesome.
Through.
Because y'all are my family, but, like, we're one flesh, and for a while it was just kind of like,
yep.
oh, me with RCC. But now
okay.
he, like, is feeling the love, too. So.
Oh,
oh
good.
Yeah.
Good.
Lots
that's
of
so
love.
Cool, Christine. Yeah,
lots
we want him to feel part
of
RCC, and he can call in any time, you know what I mean? And that's the whole idea here. You said you got a word from Leah was sending you, texting you a word or something about Aaron?
Yes, and it's beautiful, and it's coming in now, and I'm so thankful.
Is she on the line?
You read
Leah,
it?
You on the line?
Yeah.
Read it.
Read it, yeah. We're feeling like
yeah,
kind of like not as important here. We got to hear the word.
Mm. Amen.
Okay. It says, Aaron, my son, oh, how I am proud of you. For you have journeyed with me for such a long while. You have taken your time to follow my lead, and at times when you felt darkness and strife, you never fell far away from me. For I love your heart in all that you do for my kingdom, not because of who I am, or even because you feel it's the right thing to do. It's because you love me. You give me great pleasure when I hear your voice whisper my name and call upon me in times of trouble and of joy. I love that you are thankful for all you have been given, whether it be small or great. You see it with the eyes of God. You are so strong, and you lead your family, which is rare these days. You have come so very far from who you once were. Rejoice, my son, for you have victory over the world. You let my love and my life thrive in you. You bring such kindness to all you know. You take the time to minister to my lost and my little ones. Know that I am always watching the things you do in secret. Do not worry about all you do. For at times you can be too hard on yourself if you are slow to believe because you will come around in your own time and I have created you differently. Your life with me is unique and will not be as someone else, so do not try to force the mold. For you are one of a kind and are no longer easily broken. For I have restored you from the pits of sorrow and now you walk in my love. I want you to know I love you every day in every way, for you are special to me, and you are mine, and I will never let you go.
Wow.
Wow.
There you
go, honey. Wow.
Wow, that's so cool. We're going to play a song. Wow.
Here I go again.
and that was fun. I like that song.
Yeah, I like that.
Tana,
I like it too.
Tana's got to work, so but she just told everybody she loves everyone and just thinking about everybody and wanted to say hi to everybody.
Hi.
Love you, Tana. Hi. She's listening.
Love you, Tana.
Love you, too.
No, that was awesome.
Love you, Tana.
Aw,
love you, sweetie.
So sweet. Pat, do you want to read one of your things for
us? Oh, sure. Yeah.
So
Gabrielle was in an empty house, and she said, as she was in her empty house, it felt empty, and he said, I am always crucified before the Father who sees all time in a single instant. I am always the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. And since I am yours, why don't you offer me more often to heaven from the depths of your heart? It is always now. Didn't you understand that when you were in Jerusalem and prayed on Calvary? Tenderly offer your sacrifice to the world. Aren't there others weaker than you? Can they rise up without me? If you wanted to save a person very dear to you, and this is so good, guys, a person very dear to you, and this beloved person refused your help, how much you would suffer. I want to help the world, and the world refuses my help. Speak to the Father about his Son on the cross, so that he will let himself be touched, and send light to those hardened ones who do not even look at me. You know how one speaks to a father who is watching his son die? Won't this father hasten to carry out his child's last wishes? Remind him of the words, forgive them, for they know not what they do. It is always now. And if he forgives, what will he not do? Do you know the outpouring of any love like his? A love as vehement, as faithful, as all-consuming, as full of delicate and incomparable sweetness. A love that is all readiness. And it is now, this love. It is always now.
That was beautiful.
It just makes me sit down and like appreciate being alive, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So I can hear.
Yep, right. It has that whole Native American influence. I love that. Like when I go to the desert, like here in Palm Springs, like the Indians kind of own most of the land in Palm Springs, and it's really weird because you go there and I always say it takes about an hour, but at an hour you feel this amazing energy settle over you, and it's so peaceful. It's really interesting, but it's just like this great peace. And I know they've done a lot of rituals and stuff, but it's just an incredible peace. And it's just very unique to Palm Springs, which is like an hour and a half east of L.A. And it's a small town in the middle of the desert, and it's so peaceful. And just when I'm there, I just feel so close to the Lord. It's just like at nighttime, you sit out in the warm nights, and you sit outside on the grass, and like you can just
you go to resorts that are kind of like one story where you can just sit out by the pool at night and look at the stars, and you just feel the Lord's energy. So you can feel God so strongly out in nature and stuff. It's wonderful.
Wow. I love that kind of thing.
So that's Billy's song on, he plays that, he likes that music. I think it's his music on, yeah, it's his music on, he's in the chat room. I don't think right now, but yeah. Christine, did you like it? Yeah, who said, go ahead. Who's, Christine, you there?
Yes.
Yeah, do you like that music?
Yes, I love it. I was playing it for my husband, who's, you know, God, he needs it right now.
Good.
I had it on speakerphone. It was great. Thank you.
Good. So, Christine, what do you think when we get enraptured, honey? Think we're going soon? Based on your kids thing, I'd say yeah, huh?
Yes. I mean, I'll be lying if I said I'm surprised we're still here.
Yeah.
You know, so I think, you know, any second because of just what he's spoken, you know, but what our spirits feel and know. And, yeah, I think
it was like a 7.0 earthquake, too, I think, yesterday. Yeah, it was like some islands by Africa. It was like 7.0. So there's like a lot of big earthquakes right now going on, you know.
Yeah. Definitely.
Yeah, and I told you, like, my kids were swimming in the lake this Saturday, like, because it was so warm, and tonight it's, like, 30 degrees overnight low.
Same here.
That's
but
so
I'm in Georgia,
time.
Pat!
Yeah. Yeah, no, but it was 80. It was 80 yesterday, and tonight it's 25. Go figure.
What?
And we're getting a lot of rain. Tons
wow.
of rain.
Wow. Like,
this
is unusual
weird.
For this season.
That's
yes,
weird.
Yes.
My gosh. That's weird. That's end time
crazy.
Weather patterns. Come on. Like, one day the kids
crazy.
Are swimming in the lake and the next day it's freezing. It's like, come on. It's just crazy.
Yeah,
yeah.
It's 25 tonight, and it was 80 yesterday.
Whoa.
And we're getting snow. We're getting snow.
What? That's,
yes,
that's
we're getting
weird.
Snow and ice. We're getting snow and
I
ice.
I actually saw somebody post that Chicago got a bunch of snow, and they actually wrote, like, hashtag end of days. I was like,
oh,
cool.
Oh,
wow.
You
better
wake it up.
Like a friend
well,
of mine
on
would make
a
yeah.
wake up. My gosh.
Wake
profound.
Up time. Look at the weather.
Wow.
I will do it.
What do you think, Nick? Nick, you have any – you always got some questions and stuff because there's always the stuff that you want to know. Do you have a particular question you want to ask? Maybe someone online can help you.
Actually, I don't. Honestly, that music takes a lot for me to just be able to sit there and lose myself and not think about a million things, and
yeah.
the music just, like, cleared me right out, and I'm kind of just
good.
Just enjoying listening right now.
Great.
Cool.
That's
oh,
great
cool.
That's
good.
Great.
Good.
Good.
Well, anytime you have questions, you just let us know. We'd be happy to help you. You got a lot
Thank
of
you.
Experts
Amen.
Here in the thing. Yeah. I know.
Guarantees, so just not even questions. The contribution definitely be beneficial for my brother Nick.
I know.
I didn't hear you.
Okay.
You got contributions, I think Joe is saying too.
Oh. I don't have any contributions, is that what you're saying?
No, you're saying that you know you can contribute things in the future as well.
Yeah, yeah, I was just saying
offer.
Not only just ask questions, just hello and you know, anything you want to say.
Yeah, there's really nothing, to be honest, right now.
All good.
It's okay.
Who else do we have on the line, Keith? Any new
Keith
calls?
Peace.
like that song?
I love that song.
We heard you.
That was beautiful.
You forgot to unmute. You had your phone unmuted, and I don't think you realized it because we heard you singing real loud and everything.
No, that was me. That's not true. I had my phone muted.
We heard you singing, and it was crazy. It was good.
Really?
Music.
I sound good? Did I sound
yeah,
good?
Yeah.
Okay,
good.
Me then.
Good. Sarabella, were you singing to that?
No, I wasn't, because actually I don't think I've ever heard that song in its entirety. But
yeah.
I would just like to say that I appreciate how now we have songs playing on Rapture-Centric. I like that.
I know, it's cool, huh? I mean, you can, it's kind
very
of,
cool.
You know, some people get a little shocked by it, but honestly, like, once you kind of tune in, God can speak through you, like, volumes through it. Like, one song that, like,
yep.
God spoke to me so many times recently in the last couple of months, like 3 months ago, Katy Perry's song, that Roar song that came out, and if you all, have everybody heard that song? Roar, it's called
yeah.
Roar? Oh, my God, that song's mm-hmm. so good. And, like, it's weird. I heard somebody playing it driving by, and I just forgot about it. And then the Lord gave me a vision when I woke up, and it showed the Lion of Judah roaring with that song. And then, I was telling you, it's so crazy. Like, the next 2 weeks, I must have heard that song 10 times, and I don't even listen to the radio. It was like he put it in my mind or someone outside, and it was all about the Lion of Judah roaring for his bride. It was so beautiful. I was like, oh, Lord, that, it was, like, powerful. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Super. Let's do some worship for the Lord and some praise. Let's go around and everyone just can say what they're grateful for in their lives, and if they want to say anything about the Lord, that would be great too. Pat?
Oh, sure. Jesus, just thank you for you. Just thank you for you. Thank you for your passion, death, and resurrection that paid the debt to your father so that we could go home, as you said, to that sweet little boy, Carlton, so we could be with your dad. I always love that phrase, and that you paid the price for us, and that you freed us from the tyranny, slavery, and dominion of the enemy, that we have hope now in you, that we can go home, and while we're here to, with all our heart, to try another you, to be your love and compassion, mercy, forgiveness, and kindness to everyone we meet. You know, this is a dying world, desperate for love. So, Holy Spirit, just give us opportunities to reach people and to pray more, and just for conversions. I pray for conversions more than anything. So, and thank you for this beautiful family that we can share and love and be you to each other, and encourage and uplift, and help us to reach so many souls who are listening in, you know, that you are the way, the truth, and the life, and that you just want everyone to be saved. You want everyone in your arms. You're the lover of, of creation, the bridegroom of creation, and your love is so sweet. So thank you, Jesus, just you being so you, and putting up with us who are so us. Thank you, God, for your sweet, precious love. Thank you.
Okay, who wants to be next?
I'll go. I just want to thank God for finally opening my eyes and giving me the knowledge that I've recently been given, and the feelings that I've recently been feeling, and the friends that I've gained, and the knowledge that they've passed on me, and I just thank you for paving a way for a new way for me to live for as much longer as we're on this earth.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I just thank God for his grace and his mercy. I thank God for his faithfulness towards us. I thank God for that he loved us before we were evil. We were us so unlovable. I thank God for my family. I thank God that he has opened my eyes. He has used what the enemy meant for evil in my life. And he has turned it around for my good and his glory. And he has drawn me closer to him in such an amazing way. I am so rapture-centric. I am so in love with Jesus. All I do is sleep, eat, and breathe heaven and Jesus. And I'm just living on this earth in the flesh, but my head is in the cloud. And I was not like that 2-3 years ago, even though I grew up in a pastor's house and went to Bible college. God had just pulled me out from a lot of stuff, and he has showed me his love in such an amazing way. And I just thank him for that. I thank him that the bad things that I think was so bad was a stepping stone for me to get to that place. And I thank God for all my RCC family. I love them so much. I thank for the unity that we do have and the love that we have for each other. And it's such a blessing. Amen.
Christine, you want, or I'll tell you something, Christine can. Lord, I just want to thank you for just the wonderful, wonderful people we have in RCC. You told me, Lord, that this was like a real high-tech, you know, it was a high-tech way of reaching a lot of people, and we just want to thank you for that, for allowing RCC to be on the air, blessing so many people. We love you, Lord, and we just thank you so much for allowing people all over the world can listen to this, Lord, and get blessed by it. And I love you, Jesus. I thank you so much for just always being there for me and always being around when I was calling you for help. And just thank you for your beautiful energy. We can't wait to be with you, Lord, very soon. We're going to be in heaven with just happiness and joy and peace. We would just, all we want to do is be around you and feel your joy and your peace, and just feel safe and know that we're always going to have fun, and you're going to always be there for us, and things are going to be great. And we get to actually experience the opposite of this world. All the great things and the happiness. Amen. And all that stuff, fun. That's what we're really, really looking forward to so much. Christine, honey, are you there? You wanna say something, sugar?
Sure. I just wanna thank you. Thank you, Father God. Thank you for everything. Thank you for the words. Thank you for Jesus. Thank you for saving us when we were depraved and wretched and your enemies. And you loved us, and Jesus, you died for us, and you endured the cross because of the joy of knowing we would be reconciled to Father God. And thank you, Holy Spirit, for pursuing and chasing me down, and I'm sure others feel that way, that we were just totally embraced. We couldn't outrun the love of God, and the Spirit called us back to our first love, and I'm so thankful for that. I'm so thankful for this RCC family. The Lord had given me a few words. I'll share that now. He said that the RCC is cherished and sacred. He had written this in his word, and we're the word manifest, that he had written this before. This is written before time, what would be in our coming together and how we're going to be united in just a moment in ways that will, you know, surpass anything that we can think or dream of. And the Lord had told me that. He had told me this is sacred and unique. The bond and the unity and the unconditional love is something that he's done. It's all you. I give you all the glory, Father God, in Jesus' name. And I thank you for the words that you've given me for this family, even in times of doubt, doubting myself or doubting the truth of my brothers and sisters. And I thank you that you've called me back. You've called me back to you, and you've called me back to the ones who truly, truly are there because they truly have you. In Jesus' name.
Thank you, Christine. That's a good one.
share some stories, because I wanted to share like a little story. My friend
there's my friend Paula, and she lives in Florida, and there's an old church. It's like over 100 years old. And this church is, there's like a well near the church, and I guess her mom always knew that that's where you go to get healed, you know? And so over the years, people have seen an angel walking by the well.
Wow.
They can see it glowing with white. It's so cool. And my friend Paula went there recently, and she was looking around. It was kind of dark, and she saw the angel walking by the well. And she ran to this guy, and this guy said that, she said, "Hey, what's going on?" He's like, "Oh," he goes, like, "It's great, you're going to the well." He has cancer, and he started drinking this well water, and he instantly got healed within it, because every time he drinks the water, he's getting better and better.
Wow.
Yeah, and so Paula got me some of the water, and I drank it last week. I only had a little bottle, so I was like, "Oh my gosh, this is all I get. Like, send me some more, send me more." So I drank some water last week, and the next morning I woke up and had so much strength in my body. I was like, what is that from?
Oh.
That was from that well water. And I think the angel is like, God, yeah, blesses it. It's so, and like her mom always said, like, if you got a problem, you go down there. But this guy was like crying. He was so happy that he said he had cancer on his skin, and he poured it on the skin, and it healed it. Like, boom, gone.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah. There's another place in New Mexico where, I don't know if anyone's heard, I can't pronounce the name because I'm not good at Spanish names, but it's in New Mexico, and it's an old church, once again, really old, like, you know, like old, you know, and it looks like that whole New Mexico look, you know, like the deserty look, it's so beautiful, and there's like a room that you go into, it's kind of open, and you walk in it, and there's clay on the ground, and they dig a hole, and they take the clay and they put it on their bodies, and they immediately get healed.
I've heard this.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's wonderful.
You heard that, Kat? Yeah.
I heard of that, yes.
I forget the name of it because I can't pronounce it really well. But
I can't remember, yeah, but I've heard of it.
Some people say it's really weird because the rumor has it is that even though they keep digging dirt and put it on them, they never need to refill it. It's just always full. It's really weird.
Wow.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Go ahead.
No, finish. You done?
Share any stories you have about, like, any, you know,
supernatural
stories.
Oh, yeah. There's this place in Jamaica. It's called Milk River, and it's like a natural, I think it's a natural spring, and people would go there and bathe in it, and now it's like a big thing there. They actually made it into like a tourist resort, but people will go there and they'll literally bathe in this thing, and they will get healed. It's a natural spring that comes out of the rock, and it's known to...
Where is it located at?
It's in Jamaica. You guys want to take a trip, or are we just going to wait for heaven?
Well, sure.
Oh,
but,
man.
Use your credit card and take us there. Come on. We're ready.
I'd rather just go to heaven.
Okay, well.
But, yeah,
anyone else have any other supernatural stories? Please share. Christine or anybody, share.
I had shared the one before about the prayer group I went to, like, was when I was in my 40s. I had this horrible pain, like a knife in my side, by my hip, by my leg, and I was desperate. I knew we had the prayer meetings there, so they put me in the center of the prayer meeting, and Chet was the prayer leader. God bless him, what a sweet person. And I took off the shoe and the leg, and he just prayed over my leg, and everything went away, and I've never had it since. And, I mean, I was in such agony, like you would not believe, and I was totally just healed that night, you know. Then they prayed over me, so he heals.
Wow. How cool. Whoa. Anyone else feel the power of God? Go ahead,
yeah.
Pat. Go ahead.
No, just that was like when I was in my 40s, and they just,
wow.
They all sit around in a circle, and they put me in the circle in a chair all by myself, and Chet prayed over my leg, and I could just, it just kind of turned a little bit, and it did something with the hip alignment, I guess, because I was born with my hip dislocated.
Wow.
When I was born, and it just, I've never had the pain
wow.
since, and it was horrible. It was like something you really had to take care of, like, right away. You couldn't
my
live
gosh.
With it. Yeah.
I would
yeah.
love to experience that. I'm kind of a junkie for healing, because I'm so, like, wanting to always feel
oh,
that
know.
Power that I never have.
Yeah.
It's so sad. Like, you would laugh if you opened up. If you looked in my house, you would start laughing, because I have, like, a whole
It's almost like a sweater. It's all prayer cloths. I've got like hundreds of them. I've got water, clay, prayer cloths. My brother's like, oh, here's another prayer cloth. You're like 3,000 of them that you got. I'm like, I'm going to try this one today. With that one. Aww. I'm planning for this one. I know. It's like I've got like everything you can think of. I'm like, every book, I've got like a whole closet full of healing. I've everything. I've studied all the healers. And anyone else have any other supernatural stories of healing or anything, Christine or anyone else?
Yeah, I mean, I shared a couple months ago on RCC that my son got a really bad ear infection, like the type that the kids get where they're just whining, they're crying, like holding their ear and they can't even go to sleep or anything like that. And I'm like, I mean, don't judge me, but like I'm anti-doctor and everything like that, and I used to be a nurse, so you know what I mean. I was just like, it has to be really bad. Blood of Jesus over me, but like it has to be really bad for me to like go to the doctor, take my kids, you know. And so I was like, okay, I remember the old remedy is like put olive oil and garlic in the syringe and put it in his ear, and we were just praying because I have like the same thing like you said, Keith, like I have healing verses, and I was just like, okay, Lord, I was like, I don't feel like going to the ER in the middle of the night with my son, like, you know what I mean? I was just like, I know how this goes, but I know that you can touch him right now and he can go to sleep, and you've given us ancient remedies. He's given us herbs and he's given us, you know, things of that sort to also use from the earth, you know. And so I was like, I'm going to do this, and I'm going to just pray a childlike prayer for my son. And he went to sleep, and he was perfectly fine the next morning.
Thank God.
And if anybody has kids and they understand, like, how those go sometimes, like, it is just, you know, it's hard because you have to get antibiotics in them. It takes 24 to 48 hours for antibiotics to get working. You're dealing with a cranky child for 2 days. He went to sleep.
Wow.
And woke up perfectly, like, no fever, no nothing, and he was fine.
Wow. You don't have to convince us, honey. I hate the doctors. I absolutely despise and hate them. I'm completely anti-doctor. I love herbs, anything else besides them. So any other, that's cool. And I think,
Keith?
So Christine, you've had a couple healings, huh? Go ahead. Who's on the line?
It's Stacy, too. And one of my main thing that I do, I have a bottle of anointing oil, olive oil.
Okay.
And I use it on my kids. I use it on myself.
Nice.
And I use it on my house.
Wow.
Yes.
So
I
anoint myself and I anoint my kids when they have a fever or anything like that. I lay hands on them and I rebuke that fever and it goes. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Wow.
Amen, Stacy.
Yeah.
Such a great talk.
I have a big one in my house. Anyone can come to my door and get it. It's dripping.
She's a very kinky girl, the kind you don't take home to my bar. She will never let your spirits down once you get her off the street. Oh, girl. She likes the boys in the band. She says that I'm her all-time favorite. When I make my move to her room, it's the right time. She's never hiding.
Who was going to talk before the song? She just played the song.
I was going to talk to you saying that's such a great talking point you brought up, Keith.
Thank you. I think Judy was trying to say that
didn't bring, you know, the baby Jesus, frankincense, myrrh, and gold for riches, medicine. You know, there's a bunch of ancient remedies that, you know, big pharma doctors, whatever, they wouldn't make money off it, so they don't bother with it. But, you know, they weren't pouring oil on each other in the Bible to, you know, be freaks. It's medicine. There really is something to all this. And you know, we're taught that that's all ridiculous, but I've learned otherwise, you know, and I'm glad that you brought that up, Keith, again, and everyone shared. That's such a great talking point.
Joe's an expert on this stuff, too, you guys, so he's got his own little lab, and he's making all this stuff, so, and I like how everybody's, like, into that. I think it's great. It's like, and Joe's right. It's like, you know, like the Lord told me the other day, Lord said in this message to me today, he said how arrogant the medical community is. Like, he just, out of the blue, I was doing something, he said, how arrogant the medical community is when they say that someone, that they'll say, you know, we can't do anything for you, so you're going to die. The Lord said, who do they think they are? We can't do something for you, so you're going to die. The Lord said, I've got an earth full of all kinds of magical things and herbs. They're saying just because they can't treat you with their five drugs, that means you're that's it? Or like,
they want your money,
right?
Too.
So they're basically saying, yeah, you're going to die because we can't help you. It's like, that means nothing. Come on, Lord. Like, it's the arrogance of the highest. And it's interesting, the word pharmacy comes from, it means, the word pharmacy is a Greek word, and it means sorcerer. So there you go.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There's so
Any
much
Any other
corruption.
Supernatural stories? Hello. Well, the problem is they change the laws to where they want to make money off sick people, and that's the problem. Anybody
course,
have any supernatural any supernatural stories to share with healing or anything? Anyone? I love those stories. Those are good. Anyone been healed from the Lord that they want to share? We got to get a healing for Judy now, too. She's not feeling good, you know?
Hmm.
Yeah. We got to treat her mental illness, and now she's got a physical illness going on.
We have time to observe communion now.
Oh, yeah. Thanks for reminding us. So sorry. I forgot it. Please do. Please do.
I don't think that's right, that you would talk about me when I'm not feeling well. Joe, why don't you go ahead and do communion? I just muted. I'm just a kitty cat, but I know how to mute things, and I just muted him. Joe,
oh,
do communion.
Oh, Bubbles, you muted Keith? Okay, we'll get on.
Yeah,
thank you, Bubbles,
communion.
The cat. Okay.
You're welcome. Communion quickly now. We only have
right,
3 minutes.
All right, sisters, we got to be quick on the Last Supper, which the anniversary is, if it's still before sundown where you are, it's still going on. Last night, the Lord said, do this in remembrance of me. He took the bread and he broke it, and after praying over it, he said, eat this. This means my body given a sacrifice for you. Let us eat together. Later in the supper, the Lord did the same with the cup, prayed over it, and said, this means the new covenant by virtue of my blood. Drink this. Do this in remembrance of me. Let us drink together. Every time we do this, we proclaim the coming of the kingdom and thank our Lord for the sacrifice that he gave.
She's a good girl, loves her mama, loves Jesus, in America too. She's a good girl, is crazy about Elvis, loves horses, and her boyfriend too.
Wait, you guys, we only have like 30 seconds, so we have to do our traditional goodbyes. I don't think we have time for that song.
Love you guys.
Love you, Keith. Love you, Joe. Love you, Pat.
Love you, Judy.
Oh my God,
love you, Joe.
Love you, Judy.
Love all the viewers, everybody in the chat room.
Everybody.
Donna.
Love you.
Lee, Christine. Love you,
love
all.
Love you, everyone.
Stacy. Christine, Aaron.
Love everybody.
Aaron, everybody. We love you all.
Come, Lord.
Now.
Spirit and the bright day.
Come,
Mommy,
come.
Love you, Judy.
Judy's so shady.
She's a good girl, loves her mama, loves Jesus, in America too. She's a good girl, is crazy about Elvis, loves horses, and her boyfriend too. And it's a long day, living in Reseda. There's a freeway running through the yard, and I'm a bad boy, 'cause I don't even miss her. I'm a bad boy for breaking her heart. Broken heart.